Hello, my name is Esther Schupp. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Perek Tzadik Aleph in Tehillim, the 91st Psalm. This psalm is among the most popular in the Jewish liturgy. It was incorporated in the Psukei Dezimra of the morning prayers of Shabbat and holidays. It's included in Kriyat Shema al Hamita, the prayers recited before sleep, and it is recited after Shabbat in Ma'ariv as a prayer for the new week. Finally, it is recited at funerals as the bear is carried to the grave. Midrash Shocher Tov also attributes this mizmor to Moshe Rabbeinu. The imagery and the language are reminiscent of Shirat Ha'azinu, the prophetic epic written by Moshe prior to his death. It appears to be a continuation of the previous psalm, which emphasized the brevity and frailty of human life and human endeavor, which can only be overcome by relying on Hashem and by receiving his aid. However, this chapter is a paean to the person who has complete faith and trust in Hashem and is rewarded with Hashem's protection from the vagaries and the dangers, both those that are known as well as those that are invisible, confronted regularly by life, and Hashem's salvation after death. We need to be aware that Chazal tell us that were we able to see what is around us, we would recognize that there are thousands of mizikim. Some doctors today try to explain that those are viruses, bacteria, which the eye cannot see, but which threaten us. They threaten our very lives on a continuous basis, and if we would see them, we would be paralyzed with fear. Whether it represents organic dangers or spiritual dangers that surround us on all sides. This poem, this mizmor, provides comfort to the man who yoshev besetel elyon, to the one who hides, who lives under the shadow of the One on High, Betzel Shakai Itlonan, who leans and speaks in the shadow of God. To Rashi, Yoshev Beseter Elyon is not a description of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but rather of the man who trusts God, who lives in his shadow, who recognizes that God is at his side all the time, day and night, and relies on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for sustenance and for aid, to be the wind under his wings in all of his efforts. That man declares what is written in the second verse, Machasi umetzudati ata, you are my refuge, you are my shelter. And then that man turns to us and says, Elokai, this is my God, Iftachbo, I will always have trust in him. Accordingly, we have here the poet speaking. We have the poet speaking part of it to God and part of it to us, the audience. He is engaged in a dialogue with other people, and conceivably, this is Moshe addressing us throughout the ages, telling us that the one that seeks God's closeness and God's protection is promised that he can trust God and God will provide it, as is apparent in verses 3 through 8. Malbim, argues that the Yoshev Beseter Elyon, the one that dwells in the hidden secrets of on high, is one of the angels who comes and gives us encouragement. An angel who provides encouragement to the person who seeks God and wants his protection. Is that angel perhaps Moshe himself, known as Ish HaElokim, the man of God? He who had risen up there on the mountain and had seen what no human being prior to him had seen, provides encouragement to all Jews throughout the ages, and leaves this poem prior to his death, reassuring us that Hashem will escort and guide us and protect us as we traverse the Jordan and build our new homeland, as we traverse Golus and seek to return to our homeland. In either event, the message provided is as follows: Hu yatzilcha mipach yakush, midever havot. He, God, will save us from all entrapments, from all stumbling blocks, from any kind of a plague. Under his wings, we will find refuge. Under his wings, there is a shield, a armor that protects us from physical, emotional, and spiritual dangers that surround us. And he tells us, Lo tira mipachad laila, you do not need to fear the fears of night. Night representing the times when it seems that God has left this world, when all is dark and ominous. And you have nothing to fear, michetz ya'uf yomam, from the missiles and the arrows that are shot by day. You have nothing to fear, midevel, which is plague, that attacks in the fog. Miketev yashut zoraim. And according to many commentaries, ketev is a form of pox, like smallpox, that brings people down even in the bright daylight. Instead, as you go to war, yipol mitzitcha elef, 1,000s will fall on your side, 10,000s on your right, elecha lo yigash, and the angel of death will not approach or threaten you. Rak be'enecha tabit. And he promises that we will live to see with our own eyes, shlumat rishaim tir'eh, the payback, the downfall of evildoers. So much of that we've seen in our own history. At this point, our poet turns directly to God and speaks to him. Ki ata Hashem machasi, for you, God, are my shelter. Elyon samta meonecha. And this part is telling us, put your home, your trust, the place where you reside, in the hands of the One on High. And if you do so, comes the following promise. Lo tu'ene alecha ra'a, no evil will befall you. Nega lo yikrav be'ohalecha, no disease will attack your tent, your home. Ki melachav yitzavelach, for Hashem will command his angels. Leshomrecha bechol drachecha, to guard you in all of your ways throughout your lifetime. al kapayim yisa'uncha. They lift you up on their hands, pentigof be'even raglecha, preventing you from stumbling on a rock on your way. Al shachal ufeten tidroch, you'll be able to step fearlessly on poisonous snakes. Tirmos kfir v'tanin, you'll be able to crush enemies that are compared to tanin, to the alligators, as well as the lions. And finally come the last three verses, in which our poet bespeaks God himself and quotes him directly with the following promise to all those who put their trust in Hashem. Ki bichashak ve'afaltehu. Because he wanted me, because he yearned for me, says God, I will rescue him. Asakvehu, I will lift him up from his troubles. Ki yadashmi, for he knows my name. Yikreeni ve'anehu, when he calls on me, I will surely answer him. Imo anochi betzara, for I am with him in all of his troubles, in all of his pain. Achaltzehu, I'll pull him out of those tight vises. Ve'achabdehu, and I will ultimately honor him for staying with me, even in the darkest times when it seemed like I was gone. And if not in this world, then in the next, Orech Yamim Asbi'ehu, I will satiate him with long days, a long life, either in this world or in the next. Var'ehu Bishuati, and I will yet show him, if not in this world, then Bi'emot HaMashiach, Be Yeshuati, my salvation. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.